your team play?
I was proud of the young men on, how they responded, a week later after our game, a week ago versus William and Mary. Very disappointing on just, we didn't get things done, and then, we worked hard all week to rectify some of the problems that we had, and just happy for the young men that they played well, but we're not satisfied on how the game ended though.
Yeah, obviously you're playing a nationally ranked team. You're up two scores with about 7 minutes to go. I know the frustration, obviously, of it not coming out being a victory, but what were you able to do so well to get into that position?
We executed things. We had some things in our game plan, added wrinkles to things that we already had, but had some wrinkles. We moved, motioned a little bit more, shifted a little bit more. So it gave our offense a chance to kind of showcase some abilities of some other guys that we had. Everybody talks about our run game, but I thought we protected well and threw the ball well. That gave us a chance to kind of keep them a little bit off balance and not just focus all on our run game. And defensively, I know we gave up points, but they had sacks, they had turnovers, a sack and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So I know for the fans, those type of games are exciting, but as coaches, you'd rather see a 7-3 ball game and be on the winning end of it. But again, I thought all our guys played lights out. They played hard, but again, those small things. Again, we had 10 penalties against a team like Rhode Island. You just can't have those little mistakes here and there that gives them an opportunity. And we talked about it all week. We knew it was going to be a 12 round fight, turned into be a 14 round fight. But I'm a huge boxing fan, and so studying them and watching them, we knew they weren't going to quit. There was never going to be enough points that you felt comfortable. And so, we knew that going into the game. Was just, there was a couple plays we didn't execute that we needed to maybe, seal it in the earlier part of the game.
Seems like every week you get asked about the quarterback situation, and your answer is always, "Hey, we got two starters, and you're happy you got two starters." And Saturday, it was Malcolm's turn, 24-28, 253 yards, four touchdowns. He ran for one, National HBCU Player of the Week. Just talk about the afternoon that he had.
Oh man, I just happy to see him. And again, we talk about he prepares every week as the starter. But again, when you're not starting and you're coming off the bench and you don't have that warm up like you would want to, just excited for him to be able to come in and lead this team that Saturday and not miss a beat. Again, there wasn't much that we threw at him that he didn't already get reps at, during the week. And so, like I said, we trained both of those guys to be starters. We feel comfortable with both of those guys playing, and it just happened to be his night on Saturday.
Did you talked about you guys have built a reputation as a strong running team. Did you know going into the game that maybe passing the ball might be a more effective way to move it?
Yeah, I mean, their front line, front four is big and strong, and we knew that going in. We didn't want to abandon it, but we definitely wanted to play with a little bit of more tempo to make those guys run, because we knew how strong they were on the inside, and it did open up, some holes for us to run enough to keep them balanced. But yeah, we felt going into this game, our receivers and quarterback and tight ends were going to have to, be at their best, for us to be in that type of game that we were in, but we were prepared for that.
Obviously, when you got a quarterback putting up those kind of numbers, you also have some receivers that are having big days. And Brennan Ridley was the biggest one, 8 catches, 121 yards, a couple of TDs. Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Just amazed of just his football IQ, being a true freshman, and just his ability to catch the ball, to get open, to run great routes. Coming to conversations he had, on the sideline about some things he was seeing and we maybe could take advantage of. And he came from a great high school program. Again, just his IQ for football at this age already is amazing. And we see it in practice, on a day-to-day basis. And so on Saturday, people got to see kind of what we get to see weekly.
Defensively, as you said, a couple of sacks, couple of interceptions. The point total, as you say, kind of gets skewed when you get into the overtime game. But you had Rhode Island to 17 points with in the first, until 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. What were you able to do well against that offense, which is pretty has a lot of weapons in itself?
Yeah, I think, being able to give them different looks, in the secondary, give them different looks up front, brought some pressure that we hadn't shown in the past, and just, our guys fought up front. And so just a combination of different things. I thought our guys early, kind of had, I won't say had their number, but just, we did some things that they hadn't seen before. And so that kind of was in our favor. And I thought we did a great job of disguising, our secondary coverage early. I think they started to get a better feel of it, late in the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. They made a quarterback change, and he was able to pull some balls down and get some runs in because we had things covered and he was able to run. And so always trying to figure out, how to attack a team week to week, and our defensive staff does a great job of trying to coming up with a great game plan for, each opponent that we play, and especially their quarterbacks.
You can never pick where your bye week falls in the schedule, but the fact that it falls in midseason, six down, still six to go, is this a good time for you to kind of reassess? And what are some of the plans for this week?
Yeah, definitely. You get a chance to go back and get in some fundamentals. That'll be some things that we'll do. We'll get our fundamentals back, get more individual time, some more team separate time. You definitely go back and do self-evaluation of yourself and kind of say, okay, let's go back and what was good, the bad, and the ugly is what we talk about here, and how do we fix those things that are bad and ugly, and then the things that we feel like we're doing well, how do you improve on them? What are some tweaks that you can do to help? So, this week, everybody has got banged up here and there, and so you try to do a good job of just getting guys now to the starting block, so you don't do a bunch of banging right now. You kind of spend a lot of time of mentally getting prepared and really focus on the small details on, hey, route running, placing the ball here, understanding personnel groups on defense and leverage and eye discipline. So we'll spend a lot more time doing that. We'll focus on ourselves for a couple of days before we start preparing for A&T.
All right, Trent, thanks so much for the time here this afternoon. Enjoy the bye week.